great text after virtue, the philosopher Alistair MacIntyre laments not so much the bad state of morals in the West, though that's true enough, but he laments something deeper and more fundamental, namely the fact that we've lost the capacity even to have a coherent moral conversation, that our assumptions are so diverse that we've lost a common vocabulary and set of concepts for even approaching ethical questions, that we don't argue with each other. We talk past each other. Or more likely, we scream at each other about moral issues. Well, I thought of Alistair MacIntyre's observation recently when I read an account of one of the days when the Supreme Court was considering this much vexed issue of gay marriage. And Justice Elena Kagan, just appointed by Obama, was quoted as saying this. She said, whenever a lawyer makes a moral observation in a case such as this, for me, the red flag of discrimination goes up. Well, I was really struck by that because she didn't say, whenever someone makes a bad moral argument, the red flag of discrimination goes up. It's simply, whenever someone makes a moral argument, period, the red flag of discrimination goes up. Now, I'll leave to the side a fundamental inconsistency. I'm making a moral objection, discrimination, to a moral argument. You know, so I'll leave that to the side. But I'll say this, MacIntyre coming to mind. We've lost the capacity even to have a coherent moral argument. So all we can do is simply excoriate our opponents as bigots or practitioners of discrimination. We don't engage them in a serious argument where we line up, you know, points of view and see who's got it relatively right, but rather we simply excoriate our opponents as bad people. Now, this is precisely why an awful lot of Christians are worried around this issue, because those who voice any opposition to gay marriage, for example, are usually characterized ipso facto as bigots or people simply engaging in hate speech. Now, if you doubt me on this, look especially at a country like Canada, where this has become a very serious matter of even legal problems if someone expresses publicly a view against gay marriage. If someone who's making a moral argument, let's say against this emerging consensus, simply engaging in hate speech, or is the person proposing a real argument? I think that's the breakdown that is evident in a remark like Kagan's, and it was predicted very much by Alistair MacIntyre. Here's another sign of this breakdown. Our obsession with poll numbers around moral issues. So on this issue, for example, we hear almost every day that increasing numbers of Americans are supporting gay marriage, especially among the young. Here's the thing about poll numbers. Poll numbers are interesting sociologically. They might be interesting politically or psychologically. But in themselves, they don't tell us one little thing about what's right or wrong. Go back to the year 1945. If you'd taken a poll in our country, let's say in the early summer of 1945, I'd be willing to bet, 98% of Americans would have said it's good to drop the atomic bombs on Japan if it brings the war to an end. I think a lot of very good people would have said, yeah, go ahead and do it. If it brings this terrible war to a conclusion, that's okay with me. Poll numbers would have said, well, 98% of Americans say it's fine to drop the atomic bomb on innocent people. Or go back even further, go back to the early 19th century. I bet if you'd taken a poll of this country, you would have found very few Americans who would have said that slavery is morally outrageous. I bet most people, even North and South in 1825, would have said, no, slavery is a legitimate practice. And they might even have appealed to religious sources to do it. My point is that poll numbers in themselves don't tell us much about moral rectitude. Sometimes a lot of people can find something that's morally repugnant just fine, and sometimes only a tiny handful can find what's really morally splendid to be right. And so it's another sign of the MacIntyre problem. Here's still another sign of it. what I call the sentimentalizing of moral issues, now especially the issue that we're looking at now of gay marriage. What I mean is this. Let's say in the past, 25, 30 years, increasing numbers of gay people have come out of the closet, so that now more and more people recognize their brothers and uncles and friends and so on as gay. Now, please don't get me wrong. I think coming out of the closet for gay people is a very good thing. I don't think living lives of self-reproach and recrimination, all that, is a good thing. So that in itself, I think, is praiseworthy. But the result of this is that increasingly people say, well, my uncle, my brother, my cousin is a gay person, and they're good people. Therefore, gay marriage is a good thing. And see, that's what doesn't follow. I think you can say, in most cases should say, that uncle, brother, cousin, etc. are good people. But it doesn't follow automatically that everything a good and decent person does or wants is morally right. What happens, though, is a sentimentalizing of the issue where we don't make arguments. We have more of a sentimental connection. That's why, for example, I'm not terribly impressed when a politician says, for example, I've discovered that my son is gay and therefore I support gay marriage. Well, again, I'm very glad that a politician loves his gay son. I think that's a terrific thing. But it doesn't follow, therefore, that gay marriage is necessarily a good thing. When we make that move, we've sentimentalized. We haven't made an argument. Now, the attentive viewer of this video will have noticed that I haven't made that argument, and that's on purpose. That might be for another video. What I want to do, though, what I wanted to do in this video was simply clear away some of the fog, because I find it's very difficult even to approach this issue, because there's so many obfuscating issues that prevent us from really coming to terms with the arguments. And I think a lot of it does go back to what McIntyre noticed, that we as a culture have a very hard time engaging in and making and taking seriously real moral arguments.